Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 68, White Dress and Combat Boots.
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston.
Bastards and wenches, you will be seated, and welcome to another episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade. I am King Baby Duck.
I'm Bluonic.
And I'm Anvil.
Yes, you are Anvil.
Yes, I am.
The Anvil.
The Anvil.
The one and only Anvil.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, how about those miners?
The Chileans?
Yes.
Oh, you mean the miners, 49ers?
No, not those miners, you dumb fuck.
No, what do you mean? The 49ers invited all the miners up to watch them lose. Again.
Yeah, right. Yeah, what was that? There was one that was kind of a joke that one of them looked like Mario. He kind of had the mustache. I was just like, oh no, that's all you need
well,
is him.
Well, being down there for what? 2.5 months?
No, but that was a funny thing. It's like, I don't think he was, I think he originally had that mustache and they just called him
They
like
gave
Mario.
Him shaving implements and stuff because a lot of them came out clean shaven.
Yeah.
But I did laugh at one of them. He was met by his wife and mistress.
Yeah, that
he was?
Sucks yes. to be him. Well, that was the whole thing. That was actually a controversial thing even way back when this happened. So they were like, oh, but my husband's down there. But my boyfriend's down here. What's your boyfriend's name? What's your husband's name? Oh, shit. Whoa, so, yeah.
Oh, well, maybe that's why they stayed down there for a little bit more.
Hey, it's guys. Like, no! Guys, we have the exit point over here. But you know what? We have so much beer down here. Why the fuck would we want to get out?
Beer, pork.
That woman's going to cut my dick off when I go to sleep next to her tomorrow night.
Yep. We have beer, pork rinds, and American football. What else do we need?
Yeah, right.
He probably got a three-way when he got out.
Oh, yeah. If he was lucky. Or no. Otherwise, he's like, excuse me, I gotta go apologize to my wife. Bang, bang, bang. And then the next one, I gotta go apologize to the mistress. Bang, bang, bang. Okay, I'm good now. I survived a whole friggin' cold, chamber fucking setup. So, yeah, that's, man.
I wonder what they did, did they sleep with each other for warmth?
No, probably not.
They were able to get stuff down to him, so they had blankets, but...
Yeah, but not the first couple days.
No, not the first couple days. No, but I think the shitty deal is like, them having to ride, the capsule all the way up.
It took
20 minutes.
It.
How would you have enjoyed it if you watched, the actual string or wire? All you see is this. So, if you're in the capsule, you're like, boom, ga-dunk, boom, dunk. Oh, that hurt. I think I'm, displaced a rib.
I see that fear is not a factor.
Truthfully, I was thinking about for Halloween, dress up as a miner, putting dirt on my face, and putting a see-through cardboard box around me.
And a Chilean flag on the back of me.
Of course.
Wow. What a douche.
I learned from you.
Oh, what?
Yeah. You taught me everything I know, Dad.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, sure. He impregnated your mom at the age of 6 months.
I don't know. You're my mom. I mean, you're girly enough for all of us.
Hey.
I'm sorry.
I'm packing, motherfucker. Oh. I am packing.
That's not what I heard.
You don't fuck with that.
Melanie told me that you didn't have anything.
Who the fuck is Melanie?
Exactly.
The hooker you visited last week.
I've never visited a hooker.
I don't know. She said that.
It must have been a dream you were having. In fact, go back. Sleep.
I don't have dreams about that stuff. It's been too long.
Right.
It's been too long.
What is it? Next week?
Don't worry. Next week.
TikTok.
But he might actually go a little bit further than that. I don't know. He seems like he just... I don't feel... I think the line was, I don't feel like dipping my balls in a chick right now. So, yeah. I don't know, ladies. If you want him, he's right there. Just give him a week.
Or actually,
or if it's Tuesday, this comes out by then. Yeah, give him maybe a couple more days.
We'll pay you $5 if you do it to him before Thursday. We have a bet still going. No, Thursday.
No, it's Friday. My birthday's on Friday.
Yeah.
Wait, no, Saturday then.
Yeah.
Saturday's getting
or technically midnight of Friday.
Midnight of Friday, okay.
Midnight of Friday.
So at 12:01, I could, you know.
Mm-hmm. So please be sure to do it to him Thursday, 11:59 p.m.
11:59.
You know, anything.
It's like... it's exactly midnight. It's like, cool, I got 30 seconds. And they jump my boat. No!
Stop that!
I was 30 seconds away!
Oh, man.
Yeah, speaking of booze, because booze was part of the bet, you found your blue aftershock.
Yeah, but that's the only thing that's the other thing is I found it in a different way. Yes, but so from my understanding, I can kind of say this is an oh for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
More or less.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
So let's just put it this way. There's aftershock. I don't know if anybody's ever seen it or tried it or whatever. It's usually in the local, like, you know,
alcohol stores,
you know, whatever. Package store. Okay, thank you. So the package...
You're welcome.
Motherfucker. So the package store has, you know, these bottles about this big, and it's really good. You can stick it right in the freezer. It won't freeze. It's got, like, a candy crystals on the bottom.
It's got Pop Rocks.
Yeah, it's fucking... It's awesome. And it tastes like a Jawbreaker, one of the hot ones. So
Cinnamon Jawbreaker.
Yeah, there you go. So the Cinnamon Jawbreaker setup is great.
You call me the lady in the group.
Yeah, he just lost his testicles 2 seconds ago. So anyways...
fuck you!
There's a blue one, and there's a green one, there's a black one.
There's a purple one, too.
Yeah, they have a different, you know, setup. But the only problem is they only sell the red one in America. So I have to say that it kind of sucks because of the fact that you can't get any of the other ones. But I found a website, and I contacted them straight out and said, okay, look at this. What am I going to have to do in order to get some blue aftershock? They said I could actually put it straight into the basket and then order it right over from there. But get me on this. Theirs is, it says 19 pounds on the website.
Mm-hmm.
Then the delivery fee is added on there and it makes it 53 pounds. Now,
oh, dude, I'll give him 53 pounds.
Yeah, I know. I'll fucking rip my stomach right off and give you the 53 pounds right there, man. That's all I need. I'll lose the weight just before I have the alcohol shots. But let's just put it this way. But if you take that in currency from American to England, that's a motherfucker because that's about $90 out of my wallet, or $89 to $92, somewhere around there. Because I was looking it up online, and there's like a multiple different versions of how much the pound is worth right now between American money and, you know, English money. So get me on this part of the factor is that apparently Jim Beam is the company that is, you know, above Aftershock, that, you know, is the creator of it. Aftershock is made in fucking Canada. So let's just put it this way. How does it make sense for me to have waited for something that was made over in Canada to be shipped over to England and then all of a sudden be shipped all the way from England to me? How fucking stupid is that?
So why don't you just get it from the company itself?
That's the fucking thing. I can't find a strict website straight out for Aftershock.
Just go on to Jim Beam.
No, that's the thing. I went to Jim Beam. I can't find a straight website for him. There's no legitimate website that I could go and buy straight from them.
Ugh.
Believe me, everything you're saying, I've already done.
We might have a connection anyway.
We have maybe a connection up in Canada that hopefully if they find it in their stores up there, might send it down to us and we might send them something too. So I'm not sure.
Yes.
Hopefully get them a bunch of Irish car bombs. Oh, those would be so good right now. Oh. I am not an alcoholic. I just like it.
No. Get it right. We're not alcoholics. We're just Irish.
Yeah, there's that too.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I got the Irish, the Italian side, so I like my wine. That fucks me up pretty good, especially with pasta.
You ladies.
Wait, then I'm French too, so that kind of sucks.
French.
I'm a
Nobody
mutt.
Likes the French.
I'm a mutt.
Look, backhanded. That's all they've ever done in combat.
Hey, there are backhands that have been heard around the world because of the fucking French.
Yeah. There's always the whole, oh, we're in a duel. Let me pour off my glove.
Black.
Motherfucker.
And then the American goes...
I accept your duel, but with, like, you know, an actual a piece of armor, and then smash you in the face.
Yeah.
So,
and the French pull out their, you know, little flintlock pistols. The American pulls out a bazooka. All right, let's go!
Hey. From the movie we saw...
No. See, now that was a Russian-made bazooka, so... Fuck
yeah,
that.
Yeah, not American.
That would be the only one that would be able to catch a bullet right on there and explode straight out.
The American doesn't have the metal tip. Doesn't have the contact tip.
No. Okay. All right, well, actually, speaking of which, why don't we just break right into the movie?
Are you sure?
Yeah, let's break right into it.
I don't know. Okay. Are you sure?
Fuck you. Anyways.
No, not till next Saturday.
Okay. I'll wait for you there, Sailor.
Fuck you! We're bringing him along. Hey.
All right, so the movie that we saw today, which is RET. Which kind of stands for
Retired Extremely Dangerous.
So
we got Bruce Willis, we got John Malkovich, we got Morgan Freeman.
John Malkovich.
John Malkovich.
Malkovich.
Oh, sorry.
Malkovich.
Helen Mirren. Mary Louise Parker.
Ooh, I know she's hot. I know she's old, but she's hot.
Helen Mirren. Yeah, she's hot.
I know Parker's hot too.
Well, yeah, she was very hot considering. I mean, especially I can't believe she had actual time to do this movie because she does so many episodes of Weeds.
Yep.
I was just like, wow, she did a really great job.
I want to start watching Weeds now.
Yeah, I know. She's fucking awesome.
She's awesome in that.
She's been like jumping around trying to get her way out and her boobs were just bouncing. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I think they did that on purpose. They were just like, we're just going to do this shot, and we just want her boobs to actually jiggle out. And if they do, don't worry about it. We'll cut it out.
Truthfully, I think they should give her a better-looking bra.
Yeah, that's true. It wasn't looking too thing. But I did like the whole fact that how they actually did the movie and the story. And you know what? I love the transitions, especially with the actual business. Like, no, not the business cards.
The postcards.
The postcard gave it its little like cartoonish comic form, which originally it is.
Yeah.
It's actually a comic that, you know, I don't remember when it was created or how it was created, but it was a fucking work of art.
It's from DC, same guys who did Superman and Batman and Green Lantern.
Sick. It's a great, you know, it's a great movie because of how they actually did it. Like, when they're going to certain places, they give you the postcard, and then it goes and breaks into it, and then it gets out of the cartoonish form and shows you the real stuff. And I was just blown away by that. But also, this cast was...
Unbelievable.
I think it was just a movie waiting to be made, just because of the fact is the lineup is just incredible.
I love John Malkovich. He's one of my favorite actors. Yeah. I think we're in a little bit of an argument over the fact that I believe this is his craziest role.
No.
Well, no, the other person that we forgot to mention, and you just watched him in a recent movie I lent to you, actually. His name is Carl Urban. He's been in movie. Pathfinder. He was in The Pathfinder. He was in Doom. He's been in a bunch of... He was actually in the Bourne Identity movie, I think the second one. He's a great actor, I think.
You guys are forgetting somebody else.
Who else did we forget?
Our Russian buddy.
Oh, Brian Cox! Yes. Well, he's actually originally Irish, so... But more or less, he plays a great Russian.
Oh, phenomenal. If I didn't know that was Brian Cox, I would have actually thought he was...
all I can remember him is in Troy when he's, you know, like his brother gets killed and all you see is him go, and they all just start charging in trying to storm the wall. It was just fucking hilarious. Oh,
but you recently saw him in another movie.
There was actually... That's the funny thing was speaking of which, that we watched a movie called Red. There's another movie he's in called Red. But that's the thing. There's no dots in between the word Red or anything like that. This is a concept of his dog is named Red. These bunch of asshole teenagers are out in the woods while he's fishing, and they come over and start fucking with him, and they're trying to steal his money and take all this other shit, and they shoot his dog. So he gets even, believe me, and it's a good movie if you get to watch it on Netflix. It's straight out, you could just watch right on Netflix or otherwise just order it on DVD. It's really fucking good movie. But back to Red, this Red that we've just watched today, Brian Cox did a great... That was the thing. I saw him in the list I went.
He was unrecognizable.
I recognized him right off the bat, and I was just figuring out, where the fuck are they going to go do this? How the hell were they going to do it? But what it is the situation that Bruce Willis gets in, he needs to go to the actual Russian Federation. And that's the funny thing, because as soon as he said his name and talked into the thing, he walks in, and all of a sudden... Spetsnaz comes out of nowhere and takes him. And Of course, when you start seeing the dark, shadowy figure walking down from the stairs, and he starts doing his Russian talk, and I was like, that's Brian Cox. That is him. Well,
actually, I could tell from the shadow. Yeah. The creepy-looking shadow.
Well, I mean, you could kind of tell it from when he did X-Men. He has that creepy little shadow that when he walks up.
It's like, oh, you killed my cousin. No, I flipped him. What's he doing now?
It's like, they take a shot. It's like, to Ivan. By the way, he's not dead. What do you mean?
I flipped him. He owns a bunch of 7-Elevens.
He's a chance. He's 500 pounds now.
Yeah, but as the story went along, it just seemed to get better and better. Especially when he got to the point where the first group attacked him. He took on that like it was nothing. Like he was just like big needle to the neck, and then he went downstairs. Well, actually. The brilliant idea was he took the stove, turned it on, put the bullets in the stove, he got his weaponry that was buried in the basement, and all of a sudden that went off, and you just got four guys coming in with fucking grenade launchers and M16s, M14s, everything.
No, they were M60s.
Well, they were M60s too. They were converted too. There was one that had an M4, I think.
Well, that was to do with the grenade launcher.
Yeah, but they were just fucking wrecking the house.
They actually shot a hole through the house.
I can say that.
They killed a snowman.
I can say this is great because of the fact is this movie isn't complete gun porn, but it has its guns that are very fucking sexy.
And it's got the piggy too.
Yes, it has the pig. You have to watch this thing.
I can't believe I'm about to say this, but I'm bringing the piggy.
I gotta go get the pig. And they're sitting there, and it's just like right there.
Because when I saw the pig, I thought it was gonna be like a security blanket through the whole movie.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, what he did with it, I'm like,
yeah,
I want a pig now.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the fact that he was rolling around with that 357, oh man, that fucking revolver was just gorgeous.
Now, what the hell was that he was wearing? The thing with feathers.
No, camo.
A ghillie suit.
That's a ghillie suit. That's what snipers wear. Well, not the actual military snipers, but a lot of like hunting snipers. So that was more or less a hunting getup that he could buy like at the local store.
But the military invented the ghillie suit.
Yeah, but I mean, like, let's put it this way. Remember how they're doing the whole thing with Richard Dreyfuss? And he goes, oh, this is really nice. Where'd you get that? Home Depot. How much? $10. So he's one of those people that is fucking insane. So what he'll do is he'll try to find the cheapest thing in order to find the best way to make him either camouflage, kill somebody, torture, whatever the hell it is. This movie's just fucking gorgeous.
Come on, he was wearing a trash bag at one
point. Yeah, he was wearing a trash bag. But I think that the only reason he was doing that was because he didn't want to get blood on his suit. Yeah, I mean, I know that it had, like, the neck part, though. He would have gotten the blood there.
Yeah, nothing on his sleeve.
But Richard Dreyfuss, when he was sitting there, okay, trash bag man. What are you doing?
Oh, we should also mention that Ernest Borgnine is...
I mean, he had his own little cameo for a little second. I think he could have done a lot more. I would have loved to have seen him with a saw machine gun just fucking wrecking something.
I was kind of, disappointed in him.
Yeah, but I think if they could take this movie and push it and maybe actually try to figure out to create a sequel and bring him back into it...
Well, I thought that was going to happen with the ending...
Well, no, I mean, the ending...
Well, the ending left it open.
As it is, it could be still left open.
But it could have closed at the same time.
They still have a capability of the government coming after him.
You know, Ernest Borgnine is 93 years old.
And he still looks like he's like 60 or 70. I'm really impressed with that. He's looked that way for the last, like, 30 years now, I guess.
And last time I heard of him, he was playing Mermaid Man in SpongeBob.
Yeah.
That's funny. Evil!
No, what was the name of his character?
Mermaid Man.
No, in this movie.
You're asking us that?
Don't worry, I'll get it.
I think he had a name.
Well, he was actually, what he did was he watched the files, or I wanted to call him the file man, more or less.
Oh, that's right, the keeper of the... No, they actually gave him a name. He called him a name.
I'm looking, just keep talking. So, like, with the whole setup that they had, you know, he was basically the guy who watched all the files that they kept on everything.
Yes.
There he is. Henry, the record.
That's it, Henry.
Henry, yeah.
I remember Bruce Willis called him a name, and I don't know, he still looks really young for his age. He said 93?
93.
Wow.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, just the cast that they put together with this movie is just fucking awesome. I love this whole, you know, thing that they just were able to just put together... And straight out, like, live it out. I can't believe it.
What's his name from Nip Tuck was the vice president? He's the guy who played Dr. Doom, too.
Oh, yeah, that's who it was. That's the douchebag that played the vice president. You know, Basically, if we can give the premise of the actual story, it's more or less Bruce Willis. They start out with him living in his little house, you know, set up. It seems like it's a normal thing, except he's trying to fit in, and he doesn't know how to live the American way, really, because he just got retired.
Mm-hmm. But he also has this crush on the girl of the pension department, played by Mary Louise Parker. So every time he gets a pension check, he'll rip it,
and then like call start her for a new one. Talking with her or something like that. And it gets to the point where I told you that earlier, where he had to take care of his house to, you know, get out of it and everything.
They realize that someone's been bugging his phone, which means someone could be after her.
He goes after her. Actually ends up in her house after she just did a date and stuff like that. And
a really bad date.
Yeah, bad date. And of course,
you live with your mom. You don't have a job.
Yeah, well, fuck that guy. He's not coming in my house.
I almost cried at that scene.
Why?
She threw the beer.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I was so upset. I'm like, no, alcohol abuse.
That's alcohol abuse for you right there. But with the dealing with that, it's kind of funny. He kind of kidnaps her and then, you know, duct tape. I love the conversation. I love the conversation that he's having. I'm so sorry, blah, 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 this and that. I'm trying to help you, this and that. She's just, like, getting to the point where she's just aggravated. And then it's like, hey, are you hungry?
No, she goes, yeah, I'm hungry too. You hungry for anything? She goes,
yeah.
Now, when you first introduced that CIA agent, he's killing that guy.
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with the entire story.
No, it didn't. No, he was one of those guys that was in the list. That's what it was.
Are you sure?
That's what he was doing. Carl Urban's character, he's one of those guys that does everything to the T. He's one of the ones that... You give him the mission, he's going to take care of it. That's what he was doing. Mm. He was wiping out the thing for the vice president. Mm. He didn't know where it was coming from. It was more or less one of those things that he didn't, you know, expect to be helping something. But Carl Urban did a great job with his character, you know, especially the part where he's chasing after him, Bruce Willis, and he just slams the car spins around, he stands out of the car while it's still spinning and just starts lighting up his vehicle.
How many takes do you think it took for him to do that?
One take, it was just easy to slam that because he CGI'd the shit out of him. You could tell it was CGI, but it was actually just a badass concept. It was just really fucking, they did really good editing on that one.
I think Chris Owens did a great job in this movie.
Oh yeah?
Chris Owens. Which one was Chris Owens?
The Hangman.
He played a dead guy very well.
So
he's like, no, come on, you know me. Yeah, I know. Kick out of the chair, hangs him. And then I really like the concept of the cuffs that he used.
Yeah,
they were Velcro, so they didn't leave any.
They didn't leave any marks or anything like that of the struggle. So they showed how fucked up it was because of the fact is he was planting hair evidence everywhere around the house, between the comb, the sink, and the drain.
But that makes me think, whose hair was it?
We don't know.
Well, we don't know. What he could do is he could have found somebody that he was close to or nearby or whatever.
Well, see, that's why I wasn't sure if that was what it was.
No, but I think he was on the list because it was, remember how he was saying Black Ops, you know, another one. Yeah. So.
But he's talking to his children while he's killing this man.
Yeah.
Daddy will be home soon. Kick.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be late tonight, so Daddy will be home soon.
Oh, yeah, 2 gallons of milk, 2%. All right, yeah, no problem. Yeah.
And then he hangs up and kicks the dude's chair and kills him. Like, oh, fuck.
Well, because Carl Urban, he's just that good of an actor where he could play that nonchalant role of, hey, I'm killing somebody. I don't give a shit. There you go. That shows a real good actor that he could just go through everything.
He really didn't show too much emotion in the movie. Well, except for when his kids and family were there. Then you see anger.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Because of the fact that Mary Louise Parker got captured. So Bruce Willis is really in love with her and he's trying to like get her back and everything like that. And he's calling and they trace the call to his home. And he's just sitting there looking at the kids and everything like that. He's like, well, if she gets killed or anything like that, your kids are next.
And I'll kill everybody in your family.
Yeah.
And then kill you. It's like, ooh.
But I did like the concept of of the little love story between Brian Cox and what's her name there?
Helen Mirren.
Yeah, Helen Mirren. Because
she shot me 3 times in the chest. She still loved me. If she did, she would have shot me in the fucking head.
It's like, when I woke up, I knew she still loved me.
But that's the funny thing. It's like while they're sitting there with Mary Louise Parker and her, and she's sitting there, you know, watching the house with a sniper rifle, and she said, oh, well, what happened to your relationship? He's like, well, I was in love with somebody, it was a sanction, and they wanted to, you know, question my loyalty, so they told me to kill him. So I put 3 rounds in his chest. That was it. But I was kind of expecting it as soon as he started like talking to Bruce Willis when they were in the cabin. He's like, "Well, I have to tell you one thing. The woman that I love is sitting outside of my house drinking vodka. She put these three shots in my chest. When I woke up, I knew she still loved me."
Good tight grouping, though.
Yeah, it was a nice tight grouping. Like, it was like 1, 2, 3, like right there. It was pretty impressive.
Well, she is a wet work expert.
Yeah, exactly. And I did enjoy watching the wet work on her. Yeah. Killing everybody. Especially the 50, the Browning 50. Mm. She was just like sitting there. Fuck you all, you know.
And it's good to see how Miriam have fun in a role. Instead of being the queen or being some other serious character.
See, when I saw that she was going to be playing that character, I got a little depressed because she did do the queen. I'm like, I don't know if she can do it. And she changed my mind.
No, she's too much of a... I think she's just way too much of a badass in the undercover.
She's going to be in The Tempest when it opens in December with Russell Brand.
Oh, nice.
Hmm. I've been hearing a lot of good things about it. It's from the director of Across the Universe, Lion King, and a lot of musicals.
Lion King.
Yes, Lion King.
Let's just push the duck out of here.
Don't worry, Lion King. So, yeah, with that said, I mean, let's see what we could rate this as now. So,
you see, I'm very conflicted. I can't give it a 5, it deserves more than a 4.5.
Well, why can't you give it a 5?
I don't know. Maybe there were a couple dry spots in the film.
Where?
It just seemed to be moving actually quite smoothly on my part.
Please tell us.
But yeah, just keep going.
Probably the cabin scene.
No, because that was
a dramatic scene. Kind of moment, because we don't want to say what's going on, but I have to say that it was kind of a dramatic moment.
I think that's what truly changed the whole area of the movie, was those words between Brian Cox and Bruce Willis. It touched me.
Yeah.
But so. I feel like, yes, we've seen some places where it's been done before, you know, old-timers getting back and killing stuff. We saw it in the Expendables? Yes, the fucking Expendables.
Yeah, but the way that they did it, and then Morgan Freeman's character.
All right, let's put it this way. The characters they gave us in this movie, they were resembling actual old people.
Yes.
Those guys weren't, you know, they were rocking from 40 to, like, 60. These guys were at least, like, 50 to 80. No.
Because remember, Morgan Freeman said he was 83.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They were all the same age, 80, so, you know. 85, fine. We'll give 85.
Yes.
But it's just one of those things where you've got those old-timers kicking ass, and then you've got those old-timers kicking some ass.
Okay.
So it just depends between that two. It's not, you know, it's been done before. It's just a different kind of concept between the old people.
But I'm trying to think. I feel like something was missing from the movie. I don't know what it would be.
Really?
I just felt like something was missing from it.
You know what I would love to have seen? A guy running down the street, an anvil, falling off a building and splatting him.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's what it's missing.
Yeah.
You tomahawking somebody. Anyways.
You'd never stop laughing if that ever happened in a movie. We're just sitting there and the guy's like, "I'm free! I'm free!"
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But besides that, give the damn rating already.
I feel like I'll give it a 4.95 out of
5. Oh, what the fuck?
I'm sorry. Do you want to say it? He's got a 5. He's given a 5 straight for it because of the fact that it's probably that good. And I have to concur with him. Actually, if I could give it more stars out of this rating, it's definitely one of those movies you have to go see. I mean, I know everybody went to go see Jackass 3D or something like that, but I think probably as soon as you're done watching
Jackass.
I want to see that movie.
If you have the concept of not getting a leg clot after sitting there watching that movie, I say go right straight back to the ticket booth, get another ticket, and go and see Red.
You know what? I mean, I think I'm being an asshole with the rating. I'll boost it up to a 5.
Okay, fine. Thank you. Just because of the fact that it was there's no way they could have gotten a better cast. No fucking way. No way.
Best cast, I think, in any movie ever.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only thing is
at least with this year.
I'm trying to see if they could categorize this as the movies with the ones that we saw, because it is action-adventure.
Yes.
And that was the other thing.
It was comedy.
We got The Losers. We've got The Expendables and The A-Team. Now, do we count Red as this another one of these movies?
It's another great
movie. I mean,
movie.
I know those are summer movies, but this is actually counting this whole year of 2010 as of right now.
Yes.
I have to say that this is one of the best movies on that list
right now. I think it is the best movie on that list.
This might be one of my top movies of the year.
Yeah. I mean, I think more or less my list was probably a tie between A-Team and Expendables, and now it's going to be Red, that tie, and the Losers. But the Losers, that's still a good fucking movie, it no is. Matter what. I know they're at the bottom of my list right now, but that's still a good fucking movie.
Yeah.
They were all that good of a movie. If you could just tie them straight up, that's a good fucking movie.
So I'm trying to think. Kim Coates was in the Losers, correct?
Yeah, he was in there for a little while, yeah.
Yeah, he was the leader of the group, wasn't he?
No, that was a different guy. No, no, no.
Who am I thinking of?
No, he's that's a totally different guy on that.
And for those who don't know who Kim Coates is, he's from Sons of Anarchy.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, they had like, their all-star cast on these movies as well. I mean, it just seemed to be working a lot better. Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Yeah, that's who I was thinking of.
Yeah, that's not who you were talking about. Kim Coates was in another movie.
Kim Coates wasn't in this one?
No, he was in something recently. You're mistaking Resident Evil.
Yeah.
He was in Resident Evil with that just lately, so you're probably thinking of him because he was a douchebag in that movie.
Yeah.
He looks so weird without a beard and a mustache.
Oh, he was in Black Hawk Down?
Oh, yeah, dude. He was one of the fucking Rangers.
That's
he was fucking
right.
Hardcore, dude. He's a badass motherfucker when it comes to that stuff.
I'm a huge fan of him from Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
Okay. Sinners and Saints. He played the detective.
He's played right. So many good movies, but I think we got to move on. What's the
well,
next?
Well, I want to ask you something. Do you think they should make a Red video game?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah. That'd be an awesome movie game. But the only thing is you got to make sure you don't give it to Sega and they'll fuck it up. Because they fucked up Iron Man.
Okay, they fucked up Iron Man, yes. But if they gave it to the people who did, say, like, Mad World...
Yeah, Mad World, maybe.
Or the upcoming Vanquish game.
Yeah, that would probably be a little bit better, but that's...
Platinum Games.
I think they should give it to somebody else, because I think the people that they could give it to is the motherfuckers who do Call of Duty. Because they specifically will put the Treyarch and Infinity Ward, if they're still together. But I'm saying...
I would also say maybe Gearbox Studios.
Yeah, or otherwise toss it to the Battlefield company guys, because they usually put it into actual play. They do details. They do what it takes to put that game together and then put it out on the market.
Yeah.
The only thing is I don't think this would ever become a game, but that's just
which
me.
Would be sad, because I would like to play John Malkovich.
Yeah, that would be... I love his crossbow!
Wait.
John Malkovich.
John
Malkovich. I love hearing him say his
name. Because he says Malkovich in Malkovich. So, yeah.
Yeah, there's two different ways of
pronouncing
it. I wish
he was in Silent Hill. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, what's this movie right here? They plays the Nazi.
I don't know. That's actually a good question. Let's go and see. Usually they don't always put these things. The Poet.
Oh.
The Poet,
yeah.
That's interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
He
looks all clean cut and shit. That's funny.
I'm so used to him playing Tig.
All right, so what else do we got here?
Well, we still got movies.
We got movies.
You two have two movies to review.
All right, well, this is kind of a little bit late, seeing that it was last year that they kind of put out The Couple's Retreat, but... it's an alright movie for me, considering I kind of forced myself to watch it.
I mean, I got it, and I actually laughed at it. You know, it was like stupid humor.
Alright, let's go down the list here. We got Jason Bateman, Kristen Bell, Faison Love, whatever the fuck his name is, Vince Vaughn, John Favreau. He's between acting and directing.
He did the Iron Man movies.
John Favreau.
He's
was
done
awesome.
That, and
he did Elf.
What was the other one with
Zathura?
No. Besides that, there's the football movie he did with
The Replacements.
Keanu Reeves. Yeah, The Replacements.
I loved him in that movie.
He played
Bateman.
He was a fucking madman, and I can't believe, because when you see him sometimes. Like, you see him, like, he looks like he's just, like, a wimpy, like, little dork guy. But then you see him in that role, he's, like, fucking jacked. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm gonna fucking kick your ass. You're like,
he's like a crack-headed swat.
Yeah. Then you got Melon Ackerman, Christine Davis. I don't know who the fuck that is.
Tasha Davis. Who's Tasha Davis?
That's the one who played, I think, the girlfriend or something like that.
She's
or
cute.
Yeah. But, yeah, they did... you got Jean Reno. You can't help but have Jean Reno in this movie. He played, like, the guru or something like that.
Marcin.
So, all right, let's go with the story here. These are a couple... Four couples. No. Because you got Vince Vaughn and them. You got those couples. You got that couple. About eight couples all together in this.
No, there's eight people, four couples.
Whatever, then. Fuck it. So let's just put it this way. They have the whole setup where one of the couples is trying to sell them on going to this island.
Which is Jason Bateman and Kristen Bell.
Yeah. So what they're trying to do is get them to go on this little vacation marital help fucking thing. And what happens is when they get there, they're told kind of like in a fascist way, they can't go to the other side of the island. They can't do this. They can't do that. So they have to stay on the side of the island and do their little,
couples self-help
kind of thing. So it seems like, you know, all right, fine. But it keeps getting ridiculous and more ridiculous because some of the people just wanted to break off from one another and end up going on to the other side of the island. But, I mean, as you can see, when they go to this place, the place is gorgeous. And they want to kind of just relax and, you know, live it out. But they can't because they're being forced into doing all the stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, what else do you have to say about this?
It was an all right movie. It was funny.
I mean, as of right now, you can see that this movie is rocking a 5.5 on the actual IMDb right now. But the only thing is about that is we also found out that this movie was kind of also racist in its poster when they put it in Europe. There is the African couple that are in the poster as we see right now. But if you looked at that, you know, poster in Europe, they're not there. The funny thing is also they put them in the back picture. So they're in the background of this, you know, kind of movie. But altogether, this movie is pretty good. I would probably give it a 4 at least, probably, just to be nice. Vince Vaughn, he does his funny parts. He's pretty good, but he can't be the one who's the savior of the movie at all. But
well, Faison Love did a good job.
Yeah, he also did a great job as well, but I don't know. Well, that was just because of the fact is he went with a younger woman.
Oh, yeah.
And the problem about that was is, she, you know, he was trying to live life faster, but he was getting older. He, you know, his knee was hurting, his back was hurting. And she was just like, oh, come on, Daddy, let's go and do this, blah, 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 this and that. And I was like, whoa, buddy, whoa, calm down. I got to go and, relax or something like that. Give me a nap, give me this, and then I'll go and do that with you. And she would get pissed off, and she ended up on the other side of the island. Which, in that fact, he bumps into his ex-wife. The ex-wife was the one that was wanting to live out, you know, among the people, just like that girl is doing, too. So he ends up kind of back with her, too. Not to ruin the movie, but, you know, it's already out in the movie channels, so
seen it already,
you wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they did a good job with this movie altogether. What do you feel like that for the rating?
Give it a 4.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was afraid of that fucking guy right there, the goddamn yoga instructor.
Oh, man, I was nervous.
Dude, I was just like, get your junk away from me, man. Oh, man. Oh, that guy. Too much. He's like, hold on, let me go and slip into something comfortable. And of course, Vince Vaughn's like, oh, thank God. And he dropped those pants into, like, even more tighter man pants. So we're like, whoa.
And buddy. They were, like, glossy.
Yeah, exactly.
And purple.
And just be glad they weren't see-through.
If they were glitter.
It was like a wrestling, you know, type pants or something like that.
But they're really, really short.
But, all right, our next movie we got here is
The Stranger.
The Stranger with Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Now,
a lot of people are like,
oh, whoa, you know, this is no good, blah, blah, blah. But all be told, it wasn't that bad, you know. I mean, if you can get past the whole aspect of him,
how shitty the director was.
Well, the director was shitty, plus all the flashbacks that he had.
Yeah, well, that's the thing with him is that it got to the point where I was kind of confused. I mean, I know I was filling out stuff on the computer because I just went to GameStop, but more or less what I was doing was the whole fill-out thing, and I looked up 1 minute, he's getting chased, the next minute it's flashing back, and you're like, whoa, where the fuck is this whole chase going? And then he, flip back, flip forward, flip back. You're like, what the fuck? Will you just stay in one goddamn part of the movie? I mean, he's at the border patrol, and he's trying to get by and everything like that. And all of a sudden, it just flips into another thing where, you know, he's fighting somebody or doing something, and then it comes back to where he was at.
I'm looking up this director right now, Robert Lieberman, who directed your movie. He directed D3 The Mighty Ducks, the worst one in the franchise.
Oh, Jesus.
He directed The X-Files.
I mean, all in all, I mean, the movie wasn't bad. You know, the man lost his memory. All the flashing back is him literally just trying to remember everything. But I think Steve Austin did a great job with the acting.
Yeah, they gave it a 4.6 on the IMDb.
Which isn't bad.
Oh, well, he was also another good actor that I haven't seen in many good movies lately.
Adam Beach.
Adam Beach. He's
in Windtalker.
He was in Wind Talkers, Flags of Our Fathers, Joe Dirt, especially as Kickin' Wing.
That's right.
He was Kickin' Wing, you know, the whole explanation that David Spade gave to him. He's like, dude, you gotta sell stuff that blows up and blah, blah, blah. And
he was like, also Squanto in Squanto Warriors.
Yeah, exactly. But he was explaining to him as, oh, yeah, he's like, I want to be a veterinarian. He's like, well, let's put it this way. If somebody takes an M80 and sticks up a bullfrog's ass, you win double because you gotta bring back the bullfrog to you to fix it and everything like that. But yeah, he's a good actor. It's just it seems like he's kind of dropped off a little bit. Cowboys and Aliens? What the fuck? That he's supposed to be doing that movie in Warrior? Okay, then. Yeah, I'm kind of uncomfortable right now.
That movie, Warrior?
Yeah.
I don't like the name so much. They play Sergeant Major Duke Wayne?
Yeah.
Wasn't John Wayne known as the Duke?
Yeah, that's kind of seems a little fucked up. Is he trying to take over for him?
Who knows?
Oh, great. That's just another... It's a Marine movie with kind of a fucked up story. All right, anyways.
But I've heard of Cowboys and Aliens.
But back to the movie Stranger.
You would.
I have to give it the whole... I would say about 3.6. 3.6, maybe? I'll give it 3.6.
Oh, Cowboys and Aliens, directed by Jon Favreau.
Wow.
Starring Daniel Craig, Harrison Ford, Sam Rockwell.
Actually, that's a pretty good cast.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Well, I'm still waiting for Super Troopers 2 to come out, but that's next year. But next to that, what do you feel?
Yeah, I'll have to go with you on that.
3.5, 3.6.
I really wish they didn't jump around so much, but the movie would have been so much better.
Yeah, I mean, I would have felt like I was so ADD because... Because
they literally jumped around every 5 minutes.
I mean, flashback. If you have attention deficit disorder, this will probably wake you up because you're going to be like, hey, wait, where are we now? Hey, I know where we are now. Hey, oh, shit, we're back at the other place. Holy shit, calm down, man.
Or, you know, you're like Bobby and Whitney when they watch the movie, just smoke some crack and they
yeah, lay back and just be like, wow, this movie's so fucking gone. All right, next part.
Well, let's move on to video games.
Video games, what do we got first?
Well, I tried out the demo for Sonic the Hedgehog 4 Episode 1.
I did too.
I've got to say...
I did too.
Did he?
No, he just watched me.
Well, that's technically me trying out if I watched.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, as you probably know, the Sonic games have kind of been going downhill since Sonic Heroes.
Well, the whole setup of the Sonic thing is they're trying to do 3D and they're trying to get it from the back view or how, you know, everything like that. Yeah, they're trying to get it from the back view, Anvil. Anyways.
I was kind of caught a little off guard with the graphics. Because I felt like they should have done what Capcom's been doing with the Mega Man series. Gone back and done it so it looks like the original Sega Genesis games.
Well, that's the whole thing. Is you could now buy the game setups that you can actually play the old Sega Genesis games right on your Xbox.
I know that, but for the new one, it should have gone retro.
Well, yeah, that's true. I did have a little bit of problem with the actual, you know, video and everything like that. Mm-hmm. The other aspects of the controls, they were kind of a little bit off because the concept is you had, back when you played Sega Genesis, you had the D-pad, and then you had the two buttons.
Three
buttons.
A, B, and C,
whatever. But I'm just saying, it's in that sense that you didn't have that free range of the control that we have today where it has thousands of fucking control things you could do with it.
I'm still marveling at the fact that we can use those controllers.
Yeah.
With thousands of buttons. When back then, oh, these two will just suffice.
Yeah.
A to B, A to B.
Oh, man.
And then later on, Genesis added the XYZ button.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but you remember when we were kids, our houses were filled with that Super Mario Brothers music? As we played with just two buttons on regular Nintendo?
Yeah. But I do have to say the gameplay and the demo for Sonic 4 is really good. Very, 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 very reminiscent and nostalgic of the original games.
I won't say it's good, I won't say it's great, but I'll give it fair, more or less, because of the fact is sometimes when I was trying to have him jump in specific places, it was trying to lock on to other things. Like, it's great that it has a lock-on sequence,
but I was trying
to get rid of like the fact that when I'm bouncing... I had to hit one of the trampolines to get up onto something, and then when I was trying to jump, there was another trampoline that I was trying to lock onto, but I was trying to get up and over that to get to a separate trampoline, and it was just a pain in the ass for me for a second because of where I got stuck.
Yeah.
But the other thing is the level that they gave you for the game was kind of short for me.
Yeah, I was a little bit ticked off. I wish they had given you, like, at least, like, the entire first zone. So you can do, like, the first boss battle with Dr. Eggman.
Now, the problem that I have is the thing with the rings still is the fact is, as soon as you get hit by something, it fucking toss it out all your rings.
Yeah.
It's like, give me a fucking break. I collected those goddamn rings. At least take out maybe two or three, maybe five rings. That's fine with me because I can collect those again. But as soon as it just goes, bing, you're like, fuck, and you're trying to capture them all back and then they disappear. And you're like, fuck me.
Well, it's just like the old game. It's just like the old game.
Yeah, it's just like the old game, but it kind of got to the point where you're like, great, I just fucking hit those bed of spikes. I'm fucked again. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, I was kind of pissed off with that. I mean, they could have updated that maybe and changed it around.
Yeah, a little bit.
Because otherwise,
maybe have you lose 30 instead of all of them.
Otherwise, it's just, it's one of those setups that you're playing basically the same setup of the series. It's just the fourth one now that they finally designed instead of all these side games that they've created.
But I do have to say, I think this is the best Sonic game since Sonic and Knuckles.
I was about to say, I miss Sonic and Knuckles.
Yeah, I did. That was the best fucking thing, was when you had the capabilities of the cartridge, so you could plug that in, and then you could plug in the other games on that cartridge.
And you could play as Knuckles.
You could play as Knuckles. That was a fucking badass fucking thing.
Do you guys remember when you used to play, like, Sega, and it was...
Yeah, I know. No.
Yeah.
And you were like, oh.
And I do
I spinned it! Damn it!
I did like how they had the original Sega.
Yeah, that one actually. I had to turn down my fucking my surround sound after that one. I was like, whoa! Haven't heard that one for a while. Fuck.
I remember as a kid, you know, your parents yelling at you because your TV was up really loud, so you'd hear the game all year. Sega, and they're like, turn down the TV.
All you hear is doom doom, bink bink. You're like, shut that fucking thing down.
But Mom!
And the music, too, in the game is very, very nostalgic.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, shit, they went back to the 16 fucking bit, you know, sound effects. It was pretty funny, but it seems like it's a little late. It's a little late for this game to have came out, but...
Well, do you think it's too late to save the Sonic franchise?
It's been a while since they've been trying to save it, and it's already sunk to the bottom of the ocean.
Well, a lot of people don't notice, but your name, Blawonic, is named after Sonic.
Yeah, I have a couple of different names because of that, actually. Some say I stole it off of a hair gel bottle, which it is on a hair gel bottle.
It
because,
is?
Yeah, I had it actually when I was younger, and I spiked my hair blue at one point, and, then along with that, when I paintballed and stuff like that, I always wear something blue. So whenever anybody saw me running down the paintball field, they would see just the blue streak. So, you know, whenever you see Sonic, you know, when he does his little spin thing and, you know, you see the blue streak on him. So they're like, Blawonic, you know, Sonic, bingo, Blawonic. There you go.
Blawonic, the hedgehog, he got the hedgehog.
But apparently some people can't read my name all the time, so they call me Blubonic. So I'm not a fucking plague. F you.
Oh my god!
Give me a hug, guys!
Sorry,
great! Everybody's getting killed here! Yes!
He's skinny. He won't live as long.
But yeah, I mean, it got to that, you know, I did kind of get that name from him as well. And I can't wait until I get a real good job and be able to paintball up again and everything like that. It would be so much fun. But yeah, what else do we got here?
Well, what did he get for a grade?
Grade... I'll give it for the nostalgia of the game. I'll give it probably 3.8 to 4. 3.8 to 4 zone. But as of the game being like, you know, oh, okay, so you give 4. So
I give 4 between 4 and 4.5
because of the fact this is when I played the game. Yeah, it brought me back to playing that games, but it also brought me back to the the past where I was just like, I never beat any of these fucking Sonic games because you'd always get fucking killed or something like that at the worst places, and the save points were absolutely horrible.
Well, there were no save points in the old games.
Well, no, you had the little spinning.
You had the little spinning thing, but you still had the lives that you still had. You had like 3 or 4 lives that you could build up, and then like if you got it kept on getting fucked up.
Oh, I thought you meant saving the game after you shut it off.
No, well, that too. That there was always that. You know, you always felt like you had to leave the fucking thing on in order to stay.
Oh man, you go to bed and you're like,
the thing is, like, on fire.
You peek around the room.
This is why a lot of house fires happen, because kids kept leaving it on the carpet.
Actually, I used to have mine on this shoebox, but I used to take a milk crate and cover it so nobody would turn it off on me. No, do not touch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, my father would always turn it off.
Dick.
Yeah, anyways. Well, he's Canadian. He doesn't know anything about video games.
Well, you two played... We did a review of the demo for this, CSI Deadly Intent.
Yeah, all right, let's just put it this way. This kind of just happened out of left field, actually. Yesterday, I had to make up for my nephew's birthday last week because of the fact that I was trying to get him a game, and I didn't have the money to at the time. So, but this there was a special deal going on. It's GameStop, and I'm not trying to like push them or anything like that, but GameStop had a setup where you buy two games or two things, and you get another thing for three, free. So you could buy two controllers and get one for another one for free. You could do... you know, a couple games and a free controller. You could do this and all this other stuff. That was a really cool idea. So what I was doing was I was like, okay, let's... all right, well, we're going to get him Halo Reach, which was the one main one that I was getting. And I looked all through the aisles. I was trying to find Dirt 3... Dirt 2 for him. I kept saying Dirt 3 yesterday. I don't know what the fuck was wrong with me. It's because I'm so excited for Dirt 3 to come out. Mm-hmm. But more or less, I was going to that point where I hopped on and found... what was it? MX versus ATV Unleashed. Yeah. I got them that for like $18 or something like that. And what was it? Then the other game that we found was the actual CSI. You know, so it kind of happened that way. So happy birthday, little fucker. So we got him that game, and you know, he was pretty happy about that. So I was all happy because I got him those two games, and now they could stop nagging me.
Until the next thing comes around.
Bro, like, what are you getting me for Christmas? Dude, the next one's like February, March, easily. So it's Christmas. Well, you got to take care of Christmas too. Fuck!
I think we should just give him the duck for Christmas.
Stop reminding me of shit, damn it. Hey, well, anyways,
get a paintball gun, just let him go duck hunting.
Should we say what we put down for pre-owned? We put about $26.75 down for the $150.
Call of Duty Black Ops.
Call of Duty Black
You're
Ops.
You're getting the fucking remote controller.
Yes, and I'm going to have to actually, when I do that, I'm going to have to put it live up on there and have the thing drive around my house and on my pool table and stuff like that. Just to make it look really cool. And if I can get the video, if it records video too, I'm going to record video.
Yeah, it does record video.
Oh, actually, I'm so going to have fun with that fucking thing.
I think I know why you wanted this. What? I got fight training coming up, and you can be lazy and just sit on your front porch and make me run and have to follow. Yeah.
Get him now! Wait, he stopped! Get going.
It's like you put the radio on it. I'm like, hurry up. Stop walking.
Move, fat ass.
You fat ass. You're sitting on the porch.
You got tournament.
But back to CSI. this game, we played two out of like the five, I think there is, of the actual games. And believe me, we were sitting there for... first game was about 2.5 hours. The next game was another 2.5 hours. And we were sitting there going, okay, who could have done this? What did this... where the fuck is the evidence?
Oh, it was
awesome.
You're
turning the controller. It was fucking...
and he was doing a lot of that, too.
Yeah, he was doing that at the end of the second one. We were all just like, fuck.
I'm probably crap. Actually, I drifted off, and all of a sudden said, hey, check that.
Yeah,
check that. And then I went to fall back to sleep, and I was like...
check that blood analysis. Check the chemical analysis. The fingerprints.
Semen analysis.
No, there was no semen in this one, actually. I'm waiting for the next two or three episodes that's going to
happen. That's how we knew you didn't do it.
Yeah. But there was one part where I was just like, hey, white residue. I thought that was semen. No, never mind. It was actually
cleaning solution.
I was just, or otherwise, I was thinking, I think we found cocaine. Nope, never mind.
Yeah, because like at one part, you know, we found it and we thought, but then we checked with Doc Robinson.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, there is no signs of sexual trauma. We're like, damn, it's not semen. We're going to have to run.
Not as of yet.
And then, of course, you know, Blue's over here. Well, maybe he sat there and stared at the dead body and touched himself. Oh, yeah. They're
and
not
he,
putting
maybe
that
he got off in the corner in the hot tub, and then they were like, the hot tub was drained and stuff like that, so whatever evidence was caught in that, and they were like, damn! But, yeah, I mean, playing this game, five stars easily.
Easy, yeah.
Easily five fucking stars because it's just that good.
I don't know if
you get a group of friends to sit there, and you just do a think tank, and you're able to go through this game.
It's like, okay, gumshoes! It's like old school Carmen Sandiego.
Yeah. Oh, man, I miss that show.
Oh, man, I do miss that. Gumshoes, blah, blah, blah. You're like, oh, Jesus.
Gumshoes, Carmen Sandiego has stolen the Mona Lisa.
Remember, you wake up Saturday morning and all you hear is, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
And then he just won the world. Oh, come on. No.
And that lady that played the announcer, what's her name?
Oh, she passed away a couple of years ago.
Oh, did she just pass away?
Yeah.
She was on that show with Craig T. Nelson.
Yeah.
The Commish.
Yeah, that's the Commish. I loved her in that.
She was great in it.
I really wish they actually made that into a movie and made a real Carmen Sandiego.
Well, they also had her. She was also in that other one
movie. Anger Management.
No, Blank Man, too. So.
Oh, but she was also in Anger Management. She played the judge.
Yeah, that's true.
That's right. Oh, man, that brings back memories. The chief, Lynn Thigpen.
Thigpen, yeah.
Greg Lee was the host. I remember him. He was awesome.
Yeah, when she died in 03.
Oh, that sucks.
She was only 54?
She had cancer.
Oh. Cancer. Damn you, cancer!
We had saw Anger Management in New York City, and I think she had just died a couple weeks beforehand.
Well, on a better note. CSI, great fucking game.
I think it's got Lawrence Fishburne in his gap.
Yeah, that I couldn't help myself when we were playing the demo at that time, but we only saw him for one part right now because he was on the side case, and they kind of gave you that one little thing. Hey, I need you to go and analyze this because of the fact is I can't figure it out right now.
Yeah, I can't get this fingerprint to work. Can you do it?
Yeah.
And I felt like, you know, if you could write what you want to say, well, I'll figure it out if you get that gap fixed, bitch. Yeah.
Well, no, I wanted to give him the Eddie Murphy, the whole thing where, you know, where he's making fun of Dave Chappelle on whatever the fuck that movie was.
Yeah.
He goes to the point where he's like, man, maybe you should get your gap fixed. I don't know what to do with you, man. I don't know if to smile at you or kick a field goal. It's go! So, yeah, sorry, Lawrence, but, you know, it is kind of funny that they kind of even put the gap in the video game. You couldn't have been like, motherfuckers, you couldn't fix that?
Well, sorry, Cowboy Curtis!
Yeah.
Speaking of that joke, you guys ready for this one?
What?
They did a, you know, statistic of when, you know, Michael Strahan played in the NFL. You remember Michael Strahan?
Oh, shit.
And that giant gap?
Yeah.
The New York Giants allowed in, you know, the time that he was there, the most field goals in the league. I mean, granted, this shows how good the defense was, that they were only getting field goals.
Yeah.
But a guy with a gap like that, and they're allowing only field goals. Come on.
Yes.
Dude. All right. But any other games here?
Well, I tried out the demo for Dead Space Ignition.
Now, that's PS3. PS3, right?
Yes.
Okay, PS3. Good. Because of the fact is, I couldn't try the fucking thing.
Well, here's the thing. When you hear Dead Space, you think you're shooting aliens and killing things.
Yes, that's what I thought.
No, this is supposed to be, Dead Space is actually like a ghost story in space.
Yes.
That's basically what it is. You're basically space Ghostbusters.
Yes.
That's how it is.
And you go into, like, these spacecrafts that have been abandoned and all that stuff.
You expect some, like, awesome graphics.
There's
and all
blood,
this.
There's gore, there's people that have died, and then there's the spirits that come after you, and you got a special gun that's supposed to take care of them.
You know
I didn't
what?
Get to actually play the game, but it's just, I know that this is a good
the
game.
The duck sounds disappointed in this
And you
game.
Know what we get in this one?
What?
Fucking puzzles.
What?
Like, wait. Actual puzzles? Or is like, this like puzzles like how like Bioshock was?
No. Well, yeah, sort of in the vein of, like, hacking into stuff.
God damn it. Why the fuck did they feel like they needed to integrate that from Bioshock? Bioshock is, you know what, keep Bioshock, not try to integrate it into other games.
Yeah.
Because the concept is you're going to get pissed off to the point where you either hope that there's another setup where you can just buy the fucking hack, or otherwise you're just going to sit there and say, you know what, fuck that, I don't need that, I'm going to try to keep going on.
Yes.
And then later on you get butt-fucked because you needed that thing.
Yeah.
It's usually that one little fucking thing.
Butt-fucked.
Thanks for the Simpsons butt-fucking thing there. But yeah. So, now what did you feel about this one, this little setup?
Well, I do admit the puzzle was a little bit fun. It kept you on edge as you were trying to outrun the computer hack.
All right, now let's just put this way. Is this a PS3 exclusive? Because
I thought
it actually had an Xbox capability, too.
Maybe. It might be a PS3 exclusive. You might have to double-check on that.
All right, checking right now. GameStop. What was it again?
Dead Space Ignition. Download.
Oh, great. It's a download? Okay, so it might... I don't know if they might have that. Well, they do have a whole setup where you're able to, you know, find out about what's going on with certain stuff.
Yeah.
Actually on GameStop now.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, keep going.
So, you know, and they had, like, cutscenes, but it looked like a comic book. I wish they had done more, you know, FMV-styled CGI, but no, they were kind of lazy and just did comic book shots and voice acting.
Hmm. Well, I see Dead Space 2 here.
Yeah, it might be with Dead Space 2.
Okay, so.
I was disappointed with this. And I give it like a 2 out of 5.
Really? So you give a 2 out of 5 on this game with a setup?
Yeah, and Dead Space 2 might fucking rock, but this one here...
I think this is actually kind of good for games and everything like that in this sense. Like, let's put it this way. Dead Rising, they came out with their game, and then Dead Rising came out with
Case Zero,
which is the in-between, and then the other case there, and then they gave you the actual game to go out to the store and buy. So that's actually a good idea, because I think that's going to keep people entertained and go, okay, I'm still wanting the next game. I want the next game. I haven't forgot about the next game. I want the next game. But that's what they need to do.
But I was disappointed with this one.
Yeah, I mean, it depends. I mean, this is just one of those short shit games, probably, because it seems like that is going on. But they have Dead Space 2, and that looks like that's going to be coming out January 25th. If all else doesn't fail and it doesn't get pushed forward.
Yeah.
Or backwards.
Or backwards, or up somebody's ass. Like, okay. You know, Future Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
Damn you, Tom Clancy! Damn you! I want my Future Soldier! Motherfuckers.
Alright. I tried out one more demo.
They let you try more than one?
Yes.
Yes. I'm not sure if you got this in the Xbox. Star Wars The Force Unleashed 2.
Yes, I did. I almost
forgot. Oh, yeah, that one.
That, actually, he was watching what I was doing with that, and...
Badass!
Pretty fucking badass Star Wars, and I'm wondering why the hell they didn't add this into the movie series, because it seems so much better because of the lightning bolts that this character could produce is fucking impressive. That he shocks fucking Darth Vader in the balls!
That, and you can just pick up the bad guy and just fling him across the room.
That, I think the other cool thing is the fact that you were able to do so much of, like, you know...
The Force!
The chopping and everything, because you go up and do the flips, you cut off the fucking stormtroopers' heads, yep, arms, and torsos. I was so impressed with that whole thing. The graphics were very impressive, especially with the in-between video things.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get to play the first... game. I mean, I got to try the demo. I just didn't get to really play the first game. So now I'm like wanting to go out and buy the first game.
Yeah.
Because it seems like it could be so interesting to get the second game when it comes out.
I don't think I've been this excited about a Star Wars game since Rogue Leader came out on GameCube.
That what was the other one there? The one with the...
Shadows of the Empire?
No, the one where they ran out in like mass, you know, like it was almost like a massive like scenario paintball game where they just keep fucking each other up.
Star Wars Battlefront?
Yeah, Battlefront 2 was the best one. I was wanting them to make a third one because I think they could have made that game so much better.
But when Rogue Leader came out, I remember when I was watching and playing this game, I felt like I was actually playing the real movie. That's how good the graphics were.
No.
Now, that's the thing about the whole Battlefront 3. If they could have created that, that would have kept my youngest nephew in a trance to play that game. Because every time he came over, he'd always play Battlefront. And he'd stay in that trance and he'd go and fuck everything up. He's like, let me play the heroes, Uncle Hogan, and then blah, 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 and then go into that thing.
Me and him sat there laughing at him once because he was like...
I love the part in the demo of this where you take the TIE fighters and you just fling them and smash the building.
Into the poster.
The tower.
And then it flaps down and then you have to take on the walkers and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it was really badass, and I definitely have to say thumbs up for this demo. It's actually one of the most respectable demos I've played in a long
fucking time. You get a good feel of what to expect in this game. And I like the backstory, too. You're a clone, but you still have the feelings and memories of the real person.
I mean, I think it's pretty fucked up that they were using the robots and they were able to make them into, like...
The wife.
The wife and all this other stuff, and he has to keep on killing her and all this other fucked up things. But, yeah, it was definitely one of those impressive things that would fuck with you if you were really in that situation.
Yeah.
So. But
it wasn't James Earl Jones' Darth Vader.
No, but they still did a pretty good job with the voice. It was actually, it was very respectable.
Yeah, I think he's a little bit too old to do the voice these days.
Yeah, he's done.
Whoa.
Well, he stopped doing, like, the 9X fucking commercials and all those other fucking things, so... Or the, you know, whatever you call it.
Atlantic
Horizon.
I think we lost fucking track of what our phone company is now called.
I know. I really want to see him pop up in a movie soon. Can you check to see if he's coming on?
All right, sure, yeah.
I remember him in Scary Movie 4 where he got run over by a bus.
That was hilarious.
He was like the Morgan Freeman in that film.
So what do you give for a rating?
For this one, you know what, I'm going to give it a 5 for this demo. Because you got a good feel of what to expect in the game. Great graphics, great controls. And it feels like it's one of those games where you can go back and you can try and kill everybody in very different ways. So there's a lot of replay value in it.
Okay.
He was in Quantum Quest, A Kasani Space Odyssey? What the fuck is that?
And then Star Tour, the adventure continues of next
year. He does Darth Vader's voice.
He was in House.
He was in House. Last year. House MD. He was in L.A. Premiere.
He was in Click.
Yeah, he was in Click. I think he did the narrator.
No, I really liked him. Welcome Home, Roscoe Jenkins.
Oh, yeah, that was a pretty good one, too.
He played...
Papa Jenkins.
Papa Jenkins.
Yeah, but besides that, I don't see him doing much.
Well, I mean, he's about to turn 70.
Dude, 1931. Yeah, that's so pretty impressive.
He'll be 70 next year. He's only 69. He's still young.
No, he'll be 80.
80, yeah.
Oh, that's right, Dad. It's not
2010, dumbass.
Fuck you. I flunked math. I hit on the ugly math teacher pass.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I ain't gonna lie.
all right, so, what did you feel about from watching the game?
It was cool.
Yeah.
So. I was tripping, and I really wanted to invite some of my pothead friends to come watch just to laugh at them trip. Whoa, dude, did you see that?
Yeah, I think the other cool thing was falling off the building and ripping through, like, cages and TIE fighters and stuff like that. That was the fucking coolest fall scene I've ever been in lately.
I got nauseous watching.
Just because I like the fact of that fall feeling, I really do want to go skydiving one day just because I just want to have that, like, feeling of, like, you know.
You should put that squirrel suit on.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Like, I want a squirrel suit. Well, I want to first do an actual free fall, but then I want to actually do the squirrel suit setup and just actually see how long it could fly. Because that, I think that's the coolest fucking thing.
Yeah, the Rocky Bullwinkle thing. Yeah. Theme song playing.
We'll take the duck, skydiving. Me and him will wear the squirrel suit. He'll just sit there and hold the boombox. And he's like, time to pull the chute. Drop the boombox. You get down there and there's some old lady crushed by the boombox. He's like,
oh, just like in the cartoon.
And then he pulls the classic line from when we were children.
Live from New York, it's Saturday night!
No, even funnier than that one. You guys should remember this one.
Don't you dare fucking do it, because I know exactly.
You're going to fucking Steve Urkel. Say it, motherfucker!
Did I do that?
We should also mention that when we were kids, the person who played Urkel played Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yes, Jaleel White.
Yeah, he was awesome as Sonic, especially in the Saturday
morning. And don't mistake him for the one who plays Spawn, and he played in Undisputed 2 and 3, and he's...
Black Dynamite!
And he's the guy who got killed by Joker with the whole, like, you know, potato cutter. No, the potato cutter.
Yeah, oh.
He's the one who was just like, why so serious? And then dropped.
I love the pencil trick. Yeah. Watch, watch, watch.
Ta-da!
Disappeared.
And everybody just applauds. Yay!
That is really impressive.
What else we got?
We are running short on time, so quickly do your sports.
Oh, damn! We're running that short on time that I don't have much time for sports?
I'm
taking plenty of time.
Yeah, go ahead. Take your time. I can edit it.
You're fucking editing. Oh!
So, the Red Sox are no longer in it.
Of course.
So who cares about baseball?
Yeah.
No, because there is a game I'm looking forward to.
Okay, fine.
Game.
Now, the American League Championship Series both Championship Series are starting. One was last night, which was Friday night, where the Yankees played the Rangers, and I thought the Rangers had it, except the Yankees had a 5-run eighth inning to beat the Texas Rangers 6-5 and take a one game lead. So they've won nothing in the championship series. But today, Saturday, is a game that I'm looking forward to. The New York Giants. San Francisco Giants against the Philadelphia Phillies when they send their stars. Roy Grandpa Holiday, who already threw a no-hitter in his first postseason game, will take on Tim the Freak Lincecum. Two of the best in the game going against each other. I'm looking forward to that
pitching.
Lincecum. Hey, don't make fun of him. He was told he'd never make it pro as a pitcher because of the way he's delivered and won back-to-back Cy Youngs. And he's only about our age.
Oh, okay.
Jesus.
I know.
That's pretty impressive.
That's what I'm saying.
Bottom of the third right now. Texas kicking ass.
Yeah, that gives me nothing. That means nothing to me.
Well, all I can say is fuck your Yankees.
Yeah, well, anyway. Fuck the Yankees.
Ooh, Texas. Texas is kicking Nebraska's ass.
Also, with the Celtics, they won again last night against the Raptors. But we saw a new rule take effect against our team the other day.
Uh-oh. Oh, what?
By arguing with a referee, you can be ejected from a game now.
Vagina.
And one of our players got a technical called them. Garnett said, that's BS. And the referee threw him out. Just like that. No warning, no nothing. He was out.
Fuck, man. What? You know, that's stupid. Did he get suspended or anything like
that?
No. Did he get fined?
They haven't announced that yet. It was just the other day.
I think it's a little bit too much overkill. Throw him out for just the period.
I've seen some motherfuckers that have, like, really gone off on refs, and they haven't been able to do anything. But just to say, oh, this is bullshit. Oh, nice. This is bullshit. They end up back into the, into the locker room. Smashing fucking stuff there because of the fact that the referee is a douchebag.
Yeah, you know. But we'll see what happens. Now, the Bruins, they start, you know, they're playing pretty well. They're 1-1 on the season. But, you know, everybody's talking about Taylor Seguin, how good he was, and all that other stuff. Well, nobody's even talking about Seguin right now. Do you know who they're talking about? Horton.
Horton, here's a who?
No. We picked him up in the offseason. And, you know, he scored 20 goals last year. Well, this year, in 2 games, he scored 3 goals and has an assist. That's a pretty good productive player right there. Yeah, yeah. If he continues playing like this and Seguin steps up to the way he already does, I mean, he already has 1 goal.
Yeah.
Then we could actually, you know, win it all this year.
Yeah, is the hockey game today or is it, because I think it was...
I can't remember if they're playing today.
I'm sorry, I just have to mention this. This is funny. I looked at something and I saw F. Whitaker and now it's Foss Witt.
But you thought I thought it was Forrest Whitaker.
I was just like, wait, I didn't know Forrest Whitaker went back to college to play football? That's a badass actor.
Oh, dude. They have 195 pounds.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, fuck.
Well, remember that Forrest Whitaker actually played a football player in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. Him and his fucked up eye. But he's a good actor.
I made a prediction last week.
And it came true. Remember, holy shit.
When I said that with Randy Moss gone... The Patriots would go back and get Deion Branch, and they picked him up. Now, for Randy Moss, they got a 3rd-round draft pick.
Mm-hmm.
They picked up Deion Branch for a 4th. So they're saving. Deion Branch is going to take a pay cut to play next year and everything.
Really?
Yes. And what people don't realize is he's one of the only guys on the team with, you know, that's, well, he's the only receiver to have won a Super Bowl with the Patriots.
Yeah.
Nice.
He won 2 Super Bowls with us. And he's one of only 4 guys on the whole team that have him. Brady, Folk, Matt Light, Dan Copen, and him.
Now, so 5.
Well, I meant, you know, guys that have been on the team all year. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing what kind of impact he has. So, let's see what happens. Live from
London,
England.
At the O2 Center.
We're going to have Michael Bisping... You know, England native, fighting Hiroshio Akiyama, who was from Osaka, Japan.
Yep. Home to some of the great comedy troupes of that country.
Osaka, Yusaka. I made that joke. It's probably not funny. Unless you're from Japan, then you're probably just going to come and kill me.
Probably the Osakans didn't find it funny. Wait, people from Tokyo might find it funny.
Go Tokyo.
Wait, they're going to kill you with a dull blade.
Oh!
And then the mic.
And they're choking with the mic.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm not a referee, though.
I'm a
fighter.
Yeah.
For those that didn't get that, that's from the CSI video game.
Yeah.
So, I mean, sports are looking pretty good. Next week, we do have Strikeforce and UFC back-to-back nights, which will... The UFC event next week will pit... Current UFC heavyweight champion Brock Lesnar versus the pride. Fuck you,
Velasquez.
Versus the pride of Mexico,
Mexican
Cain Velasquez, who is looking to become the first heavyweight, well, actually, first champion from Mexico. So we'll see what happens there.
Bullshit,
you.
Yeah. I have to say that this is going to be a pretty fucking crazy fight. Also, there's Tito Ortiz's fighting as well, and we can always sit back and laugh and drink some beers and watch him get his ass kicked.
Die, Tito, die. I mean,
yeah, that's a late night. It's 11 o'clock when that one is on for Strikeforce.
Oh.
11 p.m.
Next Friday starts at 11.
Wow.
Ouch. Hey, that means I can watch it with you guys, because I can't work at 10.
We're going to be intoxicated at that point, I'm sorry.
No, he could get Chuck and rolled.
And then we'll just tie you down to the pool table to sleep. He's like, what? I remember the last time that happened, I was probed.
Yeah.
with electrical wires, like John Malkovich. But yeah, that's it for sports. We can cut it.
Yeah, we can.
All right, we're good. So I think that about wraps it up. We didn't get the music. We'll do that for next week.
Yeah, we're always pushing stuff up next week.
Yeah.
We'll try to get to the hentai porn, too. I mean...
the anime.
Anime.
Oh, I might add in one more anime that I think you two guys will
like. All right, I'll see what I can do. All right.
You make us watch more cartoons?
Yes, more cartoons, bitch.
It makes fun of moms and whores and all that stuff.
Okay. I love my mother. And I'm a whore.
Sorry.
Oh, wait, I'm a retired whore.
No. Oh, should I say, so sorry.
Oh. Thank you very much. All
right.
Okay, you ducky duck. I put you in the oven. We have Peking duck.
Shut up. Let's wrap things up. Remember, check out our website at bostonbashbrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew. And if you have any comments, questions, or requests, you can reach us at our email address at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com.
That's good for you.
We're also on myspace.com/BostonBastardBrigade. We're on Facebook as well. You just go look it up on the group section. You know, just type Boston, and basically all the Boston stuff will come up. And hopefully we're in that list right now. As I can see, it pops up in mine, but I don't know if it'll pop up in yours. But if you just type on Boston Bastard Brigade, bingo, you'll get it. Along with that...
Yep.
Don't forget to check out our sisters at the Electric Sisterhood at esh.mobi. Mm-hmm. And also check out Geek Aggro while you're at it. And keep your eyes open onto our website. We're going to be announcing our upcoming fundraisers for the North Shore Cancer Walk.
Very, very soon.
Yes.
We're working with we're currently working with a couple of bands to put together a really good show coming up.
Yep.
So,
okay.
Hopefully, if it works out, we'll have the Stampede and Rainbow Terrace.
Yeah.
Maybe. We'll see.
I said hopefully.
Yes.
That's why I said the word hopefully.
Yeah. And this Wednesday, Block and I are going to plan to go down to the Lovesack Speedrun Classic at Showcase Live.
Whoa, you're going to down to the Lovesacks?
Lovesack, it's a company that makes...
Oh, Lovesack. It sounded like you said Lovesack. I'm like, what? I want to go. I love sex.
The band Minus Baby is going to be playing. There are going to be tournaments with games like Contra, Mario, a lot of good old school 8-bit games.
Yeah, it's going to be probably a blast, man. I can't wait to go down there and check it out.
Yeah, it starts at 4, ends at 9. Be sure to RSVP, too.
Yeah, RSVP, because you can get some alcohol.
Yes.
Or drinks.
Free alcohol.
Yes.
Maybe, yes.
All right.
And, one other thing. We're still talking about it. We're thinking, when is it? 17th, the 24th. You and I were talking about seeing the band Blood Red Shoes.
Possibly. That might be the actual fight next week. I don't know.
Well, it's a Sunday night.
Oh, Sunday night? Ooh. Oh, yeah, the 24th. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Next Sunday?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Where is it?
Great Scott in Alston.
Alston, Mass. So, yeah. All right, we'll talk about that afterwards.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that afterwards.
Okay, so until next time, this is King Baby Duck.
This is Blonic.
This is Anvil.
Saying sayonara, bitches.
We are the Bastards.
Better red than dead.
That's right. Well, I don't know. Did you know?
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, come on. She was in a white dress. She had the kick-ass boots on. And then she was bleeding in your guys. So, yeah, you got the, you know.
Well, actually, it could be worse.
Could have been her period.
Exactly! You could be a red wing!
Oh, you fucker!